Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Excited about having Leslie Grossman back on the show. Leslie's a good friend of ours, a longtime Brain Trust member, co-founder of Women's Leadership Exchange. She's an entrepreneur herself. She spends a lot of her time helping women put their best foot forward in the marketplace. She's the author of an outstanding book titled Selfsation, How Companies Can Capture Today's Hottest Market, which is women business owners. Leslie Grossman, welcome back to the show.
I am so happy to be here. How are you today, Jim?
It's good to have you back. We're doing great. Thanks for hanging out with us. Leslie, like me, your life, your career has been impacted by the vision and the execution of the career of Steve Jobs.
Absolutely.
And as we know, as I pointed out earlier, and as everybody knows, I think by now, Steve has not been well. He's soldiered on as best he could, but he's recently stepped down as the CEO of Apple. He's going to remain as the chairman, but he's not well. And we all say a prayer for Steve. We want him to live a long life because the world needs him. But talk to us a little bit about what you think about his career and about the impact he's had.
Steve Jobs has really changed the world in so many ways for all of us. I mean, whether you are still a PC user or not, think about the things he has changed. The whole music industry was changed by Steve Jobs with iPods and iTunes. His products are just revolutionary. And it is now the number one company in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, think of it. Run by an entrepreneur who has followed his instincts 100%. It's extraordinary.
Now, it's important to point out that he co-founded Apple with Steve Wozniak, who hasn't been part of Apple for a long, long time. But I think that's a historical point that we need to make. But you're exactly right. And I'll tell you something, Leslie. If you look back, see, I followed this all the way back. I owned my first PC in 1980. I had a Xerox PC. It was a doorstop. It was awful. But that was the first one I ever owned. That was before before Apple. That was before the IBM PC in 82. But Apple, when they brought out the Macintosh in 84, I guess it was. That's when I bought my first one. That not only changed my world, but it put so much pressure on Microsoft. I'm telling you, Leslie, I don't think we know what, I mean, if there's a case to be made that Microsoft would not be as much as it is right now, as much as they've accomplished right now, if Apple had not been pushing them every year. What do you think?
I agree with you. I mean, let's face it, competition is the mother of invention, and it really forces people to be better, to create better products.
Right.
That's why we have to keep it going. And I think you're right about Microsoft and Apple. And, you know, people used to laugh at Apple if you were an Apple user and you had a Macintosh computer.
You weren't a serious professional if you had Macintosh.
Creative types.
You were artsy-fartsy in those days, I think is what I mean.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Boy, has that changed.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think he's an extraordinary man, and we wish him well. I'm glad he's focusing on his health so that he can be here for a long time. But there's so much we can learn from Steve.
Of course.
You know, he's an extraordinary leader.
Yeah, the main thing he did, and you point this out in the blog post that you posted recently, the main thing is, obviously, we keep giving him all the credit, but somebody, he didn't do it all by himself. I think his big contribution to a large degree was vision and galactically high standards. What do you think?
I agree with that. And there's another thing I'd like to add to that list, following his intuition and really knowing what consumers wanted before they knew they wanted it.
That's a big deal. Do you think that was a gift of his, or do you think you think anybody could learn that?
I think it was a gift of his. I think other people could learn it if we asked the right questions, if we did the right, you know, if we were, but I don't think everyone can do that, no.
Yeah.
And also because, first of all, we're a country and businesses, we believe in research before we create a product.
Mm-hmm.
And I certainly do. I tell business owners to do it all the time. Guess what? He never did any research, and yet he created these extraordinary
mm-hmm.
products. So there is something special about a person that has that kind of understanding and intuition that can look into the future and say, people are going to need this, people are going to want this.
Well, you know, there's a story, I don't know if it's true or not, but there's a story that I heard 30 years ago almost, that when they were coming up with the name for Apple, they were still in the garage, basically. And he and Wozniak and I think one or two other people were working on their first program. And they were trying to come up with a name for their company. And he said, okay, I'm going to leave. And while I'm gone, the other people were coming up with something, you know, probably something that sounded computer-y or something, you know. And he said, all right, I'm going to leave. I'm going to go make a sandwich. Or I forget where he went. He said, when I come back, if you don't have a better idea, we're going to call this company Apple.
Uh-huh.
And when he came back, they didn't have a better idea, and they named it Apple. Now, that's the legend. That's the story that I heard 30 years ago almost.
That's a great story.
But that comes to your point. He had something in his gut. He believed that he could make that name become, as you said, the number one brand in the world.
That's right. And I think that's one of the things that as entrepreneurs and business owners, we have to trust ourselves. We have to trust that intuition. And sometimes we don't. Sometimes we second guess ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one of the main things I think we can learn from Steve Jobs is really trusting that if you understand your business, if you understand your market, you've been in it, you've been doing it, or you have a sense about something because of your experience, you are probably right.
Right. Well,
you
you've got to
probably right.
You've got to learn how to manage the impulses from your head, your heart, and your gut. And when you can come up with that best combination, I think that's when you have wisdom, and that's probably when you have success. Leslie, give us your website, please. Tell us how we can find you and this blog post.
Yes, it's womensleadershipexchange.com.
Womensleadershipexchange.com. Leslie Grossman and I will be right back. We're going to talk some more about what you and I can learn from Steve Jobs.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.